This is WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Annalise Henzel. A judge has blocked the lame duck laws that Republican state lawmakers approved last December. The laws were a GOP attempt to limit the powers of Democrat Tony Evers, who a few weeks earlier had been elected governor. The laws also limit the powers of Democrat Josh Call, who was elected attorney general in November. Both Evers and Call took office in January. WUWM's Marty Michelson is following the story and is here with the latest. Marty, tell us about the action that the judge in this case took today.
Well, the ruling was from Dane County Circuit Judge Richard Neese. He heard arguments earlier this week from Republicans who back the lame duck laws and from groups that oppose them. Then today, Neese issued a temporary injunction blocking the laws. He ruled that the Republican-led legislature convened illegally when it passed the lame duck laws in an extraordinary session in December. Extraordinary sessions are unscheduled floor periods that majority parties call in order to take up legislation. But Judge Neese found that the state constitution does not provide for such sessions.
Well, remind us of the power limits that are in this package of so-called lame duck laws.
The laws limit the powers of Governor Evers and Attorney General Call in a number of ways. They include preventing them from withdrawing Wisconsin from a multi-state lawsuit that challenges the Affordable Care Act. Also, the laws limit Evers' control over the state's job creation agency until September, and they restrict his ability to change the state's voter ID law. Republican legislators defend the laws, saying they simply create a more appropriate balance of power. But critics say the laws are an overreach. They accuse Republicans of being sore losers after the November elections and say they approved the laws in an attempt to hold on to control that the party lost when Evers, a Democrat, defeated Republican Governor Scott Walker. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit that Judge Neese ruled on were arguing not over content but procedure. They said the extraordinary session was not properly convened and the judge agreed.
So what kind of reaction is the judge's ruling getting?
Lots of lawmakers and groups are commenting today along party lines, either celebrating or criticizing the ruling. Meanwhile, UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon, who has been watching this issue, is reacting with surprise.
I thought that probably there would be, some parts of the lame duck session legislation that would be struck down by the courts on sort of separation of powers arguments. But I really was surprised to have this ruling that basically struck down everything, saying that the session itself was unconstitutional.
So what changes now that the judge has blocked the lame duck laws?
Governor Evers says he's, quote, looking forward to putting this disappointing chapter behind us and plans to, quote, put the needs of the people of Wisconsin first. And he already made moves for the state to pull out of that lawsuit that challenges the Affordable Care Act.
And how are Republicans responding to what the judge decided today?
Legislative leaders say they'll fight the judge's decision. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a joint statement saying they'll appeal. They also warned that the judge's ruling creates legal chaos. Another GOP lawmaker, Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, also weighed in, criticizing the decision. He tweeted that he's not surprised that a Dane County judge has issued a partisan ruling.
That's WUWM's Marty Michelson, who will have more on this developing story tomorrow morning. Thanks, Marty.
You're welcome.